Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. What a wonderful conversation we have going for you today. Today, H.R. McMaster has removed another aide from the National Security Council at the White House. A sign that McMaster's hand may have been strengthened by the White House's shakeups. There's more leaks. I mean, they may just have to take anyone that was there and say, okay, we're going to get rid of all of you and bring in all new people. Also, Trump's immigration bill, raise. It's racist. You know, I mean, the guy, you know, he's racist. He's sexist. You know, he doesn't have a black person in his cabinet, Ben Carson, or, you know, anyone female in his cabinet, like, you know, Susan Huckabee Sanders, you know, Sarah, whatever, you know, he didn't have any women, no men, no blacks, no nothing. I mean, he's a bigot, whatever. And now he wants to have a merit-based immigration bill. I'm going to get into that because it's a long time coming and something we need. You know, the problem we have is Eric Bolling did this, and this is awesome. This is on Fox News. He slammed people like Jeff Flake and Lindsey Graham and other GOP politicians who are just opposing Trump way too much. Well, Jeff is a flake to begin with. That's his last name. I mean, most of those people are basically blue dog Democrats. They may be in the Republican Party, but I'm sorry. Lindsey Graham is a blue dog Democrat. I don't care what party he claims to be in. They don't care. They're not about the American people. They don't care. They don't have to abide by the laws they pass. They're exempt from half the stuff that we have to deal with. Also, I want to get into the book that James Comey is writing. I'm in the wrong business getting a multi-million dollar book deal for what he did, and I'll explain what he did. It takes 2 seconds to say, but I'll get into it because I'm going to keep in suspense. Oh, my producer's over there. He's kind of laughing at me. Like, really? Also, CNN's Jim Acosta, he had to weigh in on this racial engineering of this raise immigration bill and all this crap. And I want to get into what he got in an argument with at a press conference. And he made no sense because it's not racial. The Dow went above 22,000, which is no big deal for Trump. It means nothing. But when Obama was there, they would have been like having like crystal champagne parties. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yoo-hoo! Holy cow, we're at 22,000. Obama has done it again. Holy cow. America's back. America's better than ever. Trump doesn't. It's like, oh, whatever. You know. But like 40 days in a row with like record Dow highs and, well, you know, they don't care. Just like those child pornographers that they have in the Democratic Party that they don't talk about. I don't get it. But it doesn't fit their agenda. Wait a minute. He's supposed to be failing. The only way he's going to fail is if you make him fail, if you do something to make him fail. Not much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Romans 8:35. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us? If we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted, hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death. Think about that as you're going through the evening or morning or whenever you're listening to this. Thank you all for tuning in from around the world. Maybe you're from England. Maybe you're from France and you're seeing this the same kind of BS that's going on. I have a great friend who's from other. I have friends from many other countries, from Spain, from England, from the Netherlands, from all over. And there's a big difference we have between Americans and these other people. And it's called trust with the government. I don't trust them. Yeah, well, we pay 100. Yeah, we pay like really, we pay like 39% in our taxes. But then we get like free health care and free all this. And we give our stuff to the government and they do our taxes for us. And that's how it works in our country. Okay, yeah, we have someone do it for us, and we can actually have, if we don't think they did it right, we can take it to another tax preparer to see what he can do. And sometimes, they did as best, yep. And they'll sometimes do a double check for free, and 9 times out of 10, you won't get any more, but, you know, but at least you can have them check here. You can do that. In other countries, you have to trust the government. I trust the government about as much as I trust the tobacco industry to sell me a safe product. But something's got to be done with these leaks in the White House. It's ridiculous. One after another. I mean, McAllister oust another National Security Council aide. Ezra Conan's leadership is kind of in jeopardy. He's been ousted. General McAllister is confident that Ezra will make many further significant contributions to national security and other positions in the administration. I think if you think he's a leak, I wouldn't even have him at all. You know, if you think somebody's leaking sensitive information, I wouldn't have, sorry, maybe Trump needed to go to the Amazon website and look up stuff instead of the IKEA catalog when he was trying to pick out a cabinet. I mean, but I'm just saying, if he is having issues with potential leaks, and they're trying to get rid of them, get rid of them. Get them, you know, and start from scratch. You know, that's what we got to do. You know, if you have a leak in a boat, yeah, well, I think water might be coming here. Well, let's seal this up, and let's see if we still get water coming in, then okay. Is it coming in faster or slower? Well, it's coming in slower. Well, maybe that was one of the leaks. So we got this leak stopped. It's going in slower. Now see if we can find more leaks. And we keep going and going and going until we get where we're going. We have no leaks. I watched a special about a year and a half ago on the Titanic, and it was just creepy to think that if they would have hit that iceberg head on, they would have been injured, but they could have made it back to port. But instead, they tried to turn to avoid it. When they did, the iceberg tore a huge gash along the side and opened up like 4 compartments or 5, whatever, and then that's what caused it to sink. But if Ezra Cohen is potentially leaking stuff, you know, well, we think he might be good another. Well, then why are you getting rid of him? If you think he's leaking stuff, sayonara, Sodom. Bye bye. Leave. You know, something's got to be done. And, well, just ousting him, if you're going to keep him in some part of the national security, then no. Another performance, and I don't get it. I want to get into this because this is just breaking. My wife is from and has family from West Virginia, and at a Trump rally in West Virginia tonight, as many people have heard, Jim Justice has announced that he's going to change his registration from Republican to Democrat. Yes, sir. Someone's waking up. I guess when he was a Democrat and he wanted to do certain things that were probably considered conservative and they wouldn't go along with it, and he's like, hey, I want to do what's best for the world of people. See, my wife, I think, is kind of like me in terms of, I will vote for you if you stand for what I believe in. If Hillary Clinton was going to do what was best for the American people, I'd have voted for her. But then I would have to know that that's how she's been for 20 years. Not like all of a sudden, like, oh, yep. She's like a light switch. You flip her on and she changes her opinion. I wonder if she has one of those 8-balls. What do I do today, 8-ball? Agree with the black people. Okay, that's right. Oh, I know I was a Goldwater girl and I wanted to resegregate America, but today I support you blacks. My 8-ball said that's what I'm supposed to do. Let me see here. What's my stance on gay marriage? Shakes the thing up. Totally for it. Okay, yes. Oh, and I'm changing my stance now. I'm for like my whole life, I've been against gay people. Now you guys are the greatest. What is what she does? Because every other day she would change her opinion. That's why Trump won. Because their candidate sucked. Not because of Russia. Their candidate sucked. Democrats, all they can do is Russia, 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 Russia. They have no agenda. They have no vision. No nothing. All you have are kids repeating whatever they're told to chant and yell in the street. That's why on those late night talk shows, when the FBI director was fired and they're like, yay! And no, we don't want him fired now. Yes, we wanted him fired when he was investigating Trump. It was supposed to be a joke, but yeah. You get my point. When they were investigating Hillary Clinton and Obama and all this, oh, we have to get rid of him. But now that he's investigating Trump, oh, we need to keep him. They don't have a vision. They don't have a message. These kids don't know what to stand behind or what to believe because they're being told something different every day. Trump is someone that, okay, 1986, we need to quit wasting money on countries that hate us. 1990, we need to quit wasting money on countries that hate us. In 95, why are we spending billions of dollars on countries that hate us? We need to make these tax incentives so that jobs are coming back to America, not going away. 2000, we need to quit spending money on countries that hate us and make tax reforms so that people want to create jobs in this country. And up until today, his message that he has today is the same he's always had. He's been dang near a Democrat. And when he saw how bad the policies hurt his company, that's when he's like, wait a minute, this has got to change. Okay, I'm the horse, and this is my mouth, and it's coming out of it. The words are coming out of the horse's mouth. I'm not saying what I think is going on. I know what's going on. I've been there. I have a multi-billion dollar business, and it's being affected by these laws like NAFTA. I mean, we need to have some sort of path to citizenship for people. We can't have sanctuary cities. I'm sorry if there's going to be people that are going to be caught up that are, well, you're illegal, you're breaking the law. If you do it right, you can become a citizen. We need to have a path to citizenship to make people say, hey, I want to come here. I want to know English. I want to, oh yeah, because you have to know English and you have to do all this stuff. Oh, that's racist. Really? Well, oh, I guess I'm the asshole because when I go to France, should I be going ballistic because they shouldn't have stuff to help me? No. When I go there, I should say, okay, I need to know French because I'm in a French-speaking country. I need to be able to read French. I need to be able to write French. Grammar is very difficult in French. I don't know my grammar at all. It's very hard. But you should know the language that you're going to the country of. And they may correct you once in a while because you may say like a improper form of you when you should have said the proper form. I mean, basic stuff like that, that's understandable. And you may not understand a few words they say, but just with the general context of every other word around it, you should, okay, well, that must be another word for this. Or you may know this word, and with the context of the rest of the word, okay, I know this is asking a question, so I can just do the math and know that, okay, they're asking, where is this? Où est la, is where is the, so rue is, Charenton is the street, so où est la rue de Charenton? Okay, they're asking where this road is. And, je ne comprends pas, je suis touriste aussi, I don't know, I'm a tourist. But you should know basics. I feel like, oh, I'm racist because if you come to this country and want to be a citizen, we should have to learn your language, your customs, your everything. You should have, that's what's the problem with this country. Carlos Mencia said a long time ago, just, the standard used to be here, an A. A or forget it. Now there's, well, it's not really an A or a B. It's kind of like an A minus. You know, then they lower the standards just a little bit. And then, oh, well, my son knows the answers, but because you don't ask him in Spanish, he can't take the test. So we need to have a translator, and the test has to be in Spanish. And no, if you go to Germany or France or any of these other countries, they will put you in a school where you will learn at the level that you're learning at. But you'll spend a big portion of your day learning the language. And then once you know and you're proficient enough in the language, then they will put you back into a regular class. Here, well, you're just in a regular class and you have a translator that will translate for you what you're saying. All your stuff will be in your language. Well, if you go to France, You'll be in the sixth grade. You'll be doing sixth grade equivalent stuff, but you'll be learning most of your time Spanish or French or whatever the language is in the country you're in until you get your proficiency up. And once your proficiency is good, then you will go back and you'll attend the regular class. You won't be in class and them teaching you in French and then a person is translating for you in German or English or Spanish. Not here. Oh, don't worry, you come here as an immigrant. Yep, everything's going to be in your native tongue. Good luck trying to find English on that package because you can't do it. Oh, that helpful manual? Yeah, you're screwed there, buddy, because that manual, there's no English yet. Yep. If you want to be able to read how to put together that box, you're going to have to learn Spanish or one of the languages because, yeah, we don't print it in English anymore because as an American, you should know these other immigrants' languages because it's not their responsibility to know your native tongue. but it's your responsibility to know how to speak their language. No, that's not how it works. This is not racist. Sorry if I believe in a country where you support the nation's flag, you support its customs, you support its language. I feel like, welcome to America, where you can disrespect the flag and Spanish is a national language. It doesn't mean if you go to Toronto or you go to Montreal, there are areas, there are Chinatowns where people speak Chinese, and there's all kinds of, there's stores where everything's in Chinese. And if you either know French or Chinese, or else you won't be able to talk to them. I know I've been in there, and I'm trying to speak French to a lady that knows mainly Chinese, but knows enough French to get by, and Canadian French is different than like a European or African French, so that's fun. What's fun is trying to talk to a guy at a McDonald's, and he wants an ice cream cone, not a Coke. Oh, those were the days. But, and I got the ice cream cone and I wanted a Coke, and he goes, just have some of mine, man. It's cool. So I'm like, I finally said, screw it. And I said, le grand d'eau, s'il vous plaît. You know, and I just said, I wanted a big water. And he, okay. But the problem you have is 1 in 15 out of a million new immigrants come here because of their job skills. That's from Tom Cotton. It's the truth. You don't have many immigrants coming here saying, you know what? I've got skills. I'm a great carpenter, or I'm a great electrician, or I'm very good at medical. No. Most of the people that come here are border jumpers that end up working, getting a construction business set up, because then they can do jobs with little to no background checks or anything, because they can start it themselves. It's not bad, but that's how it is. That's reality. Maybe I would like to mow grass for a lawn company. Someday. But folks, as we move on, you know, because we, this racist Trump and all, I want to move on because, where was it? Jim Acosta from CNN was basically going awesome. This is a engineered racial and ethnic, like, we're trying to keep certain people out of this country. I said, what do you mean we're trying to keep? Okay. Where has Trump ever said, okay, I want to bar illegal. I want to bar Mexicans. Where does illegal mean Mexican? Show me where he has said anything is racist. Sorry if he wants to keep illegals from coming into this country. Sorry if he wants to, I mean, maybe you don't want the border wall, but I want to try to keep human trafficking. I want to get it down. I want to keep the millions of tons of kilos of cocaine coming in this country down, and the heroin and the crack and the meth. I want to keep that down. Sorry. Maybe you don't want to stop human trafficking. If that border wall saves one human trafficking life, it's worth it. See, we on the right, as conservatives, have a plan, something, we have a vision, what we want. We want to get back to a day when a family of four could survive on one income. Not my wife working 14, 49 jobs, and me working 50 jobs, and okay, we're still in debt, and we still don't have no money, and we still have nothing, and we can't work anymore because we're working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. how the cookie crumbles. But don't worry, because the main people against our belief system in this country are kids. See, I remember when I was a young kid, like in sixth grade, we had at our school a fallout shelter. A fallout shelter for kids of today is the parents' basement. That's their fallout shelter. Our fallout shelter was when you go in here, you lock the door, and this is to protect in case Russia attacks us. Was a real thing. That's why they called it the Cold War, because for a while we were at a stalemate. Negotiations were cold. And then a president by the name of Ronald Reagan was on a plane with Gorbachev, and it was going nowhere. And he goes, "Let's start over. I'm Ronald Reagan." And what did he do? He told Gorbachev to tear down that wall. And then the next image you saw was David Hasselhoff on the Berlin Wall with cameras on him as they're tearing it down. And then I remember seeing a video of a guy that tried to sell a piece of the Berlin Wall on Pawn Stars, and like, buddy, unless you got like a certain section with something very memorable on it, there was miles and miles and miles of it. I mean, you could have probably millions and millions of pieces like that. It's not worth anything. Excuse me. But I always tell people, just put it on eBay and see what you can get someone to pay for it. Someone out there might think, oh, wow, part of the Berlin Wall. Wow, that must be worth millions. Yep, there's that. I got about 800 million more pieces of that from where it came from. But as I move on, folks, there's about 31 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I am in the wrong business. This is the moment of the show you've all been waiting for, where I tell you what Comey did to get a multi-million dollar book deal. He caved into Hillary Clinton. He didn't do anything. And it's supposedly a book about him and how he investigated Hillary Clinton and a private email server and all this, and alleged ties between Russia and President Donald Trump and all this. And I am in the wrong business. Multi-million dollar book deal. For what? He did nothing. I don't get it. I am in the wrong business. I mean, I don't understand how any of this, I don't know how you can actually do what he did, which is virtually nothing. Oh, yeah, we got all this information on Hillary Clinton, and 2 minutes later, he caved. It's like that, I could never get into that Titanic movie, because I knew what happened. I knew the boat sank. It's not like I was going to go into the movie theater with not knowing what happened. I know the Titanic sunk. Okay. I mean, that would have been a great movie if they would have had it survive. And talk about flipping the audience out, because they're expecting the thing to sink. I mean, seriously. It'd be kind of like going to see a movie, you know, like I don't know, like Pearl Harbor. Unless it's truly historically accurate down to names and people and actual events, and okay, to where someone could sit there and go, yeah, actually at 9:45, yeah, there was two Japanese planes that went into the water here and went to this boat at this exact point. Yeah, where it's historically accurate. They didn't try to do that with that Titanic movie. Heck, that Titanic movie cost more than the Titanic itself. But I guess I knew it was going to happen. I'm not going to sit in a movie theater for 3 hours. If they would have surprised people, you know, they fix a leak. If it's Hollywood and it's not like a documentary, then they could have had it survive. Because they're not trying to be accurate to what really happened. Titanic left the Jersey Shore with all the cast and crew. Just kidding. Wow. But I just don't understand. To me, what could possibly be in that book? There would have to be some highly classified stuff in that book for me to consider even reading it. Because I'd be really mad if, there's tons of classified emails on Hillary's server and I couldn't do anything, then people would be pretty mad. But I guess that's what, I don't understand. I don't know. Like I said, I'm in the wrong business. No, but it's like the Dow keeps closing higher and higher and higher, and it's like, nope, no one cares. The media doesn't talk about it. Oh, but if that was Obama, they'd be all over it with champagne parties. It'd be like the biggest things in sliced bread. See? But now that it's high, that really didn't mean anything. You know, the stock market, you know, it's not a good indicator. Well, it would have been a great indicator if it was Hillary Clinton that got it to 22,000. That's what's wrong. All you have are double standards from the left. They wouldn't know any different. But that's how it works. That's how this country works. And Democrats survive on double standards. If you had an... I advise at this point, if you have kids listening to the show, you may not want them to hear this, but we have the double standard here, because if there were top Republicans arrested for child pornography, it would be on every newspaper, every media outlet. They'd be having everyone in the whole world would know about it. Democrats are having it left and right, and you don't even hear about it. They're not even talking about it. Raymond Lindy, a Democrat and Deputy Attorney General in California, has been charged in the San Diego federal court with possession of child pornography in his Colorado home, according to the San Diego Union Tribune. Libby is the son of G. Gordon Libby, who served time in prison for helping to coordinate the burglary of the Democratic National Committee headquarters during the Watergate scandal. San Diego police were informed about Libby's illicit activity after receiving a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Two internet service providers informed the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in January and February that one of its users was exploiting multiple child pornography files and uploading them and sharing them around. The task force of the San Diego Internet Crimes Against Children Division traced the complaint to Colorado home of Deputy Attorney General Liddy. San Diego police served a warrant to search Liddy's home and computers. Investigators uncovered multiple pornographic images featuring children on his computer and stored on a thumb drive. Libby admitted to federal FBI agents, two of them, that he had a customer of the internet service provider and that he uses the usernames associated with child pornography. Sad. That's sad. But you won't hear it on any of the mainstream media. They won't talk about it. Now, I think it's been taken down now, but there was an Inside Edition one time that had this guy that was doing, like, child modeling website. And I guess, you know, it's like little, like anywhere from like 2 years old all the way up to like 18 and bikinis and stuff. And there was a lot of outrage about, you know, he's basically selling underage sex without having nudity. And I was able to, you could actually go to the website and I went there and I found it and we got it shut down eventually because they finally got to the point where, okay, he's trying to do a loophole of the system. And it got shut down, thankfully. We finally just said, hey, we got to do something. Enough's enough. And it was one of the few times I've ever seen something on like Inside Edition or whatever that I can. Normally, by the time it got on there, it was taken down, but he was able to bypass and use loopholes to keep it going. But not no more. And this guy won't last long. I mean, he'll have to be segregated and everything. Why do they segregate these people? Because when they go to prison, just let them get beat up to hell. I mean, that's how I feel. Beat up. But that's how this world, I guess I have to rephrase myself. They do have, the left does have a vision, double standard, you know? But hey. I mean, I have heard some people on the right that say that they hope that the stock market doesn't just go up and up and up and up and then get like really high and then crash. Not that, I mean, because that is a distinct possibility. And I at least respect that person on the right for having that vision. They're saying, okay, yeah, the stock market is doing great. Let's keep it there. We don't want to have the dollar get really valuable and all of a sudden, okay, now it's worthless and crash. But which I don't think will happen, but it's just one of these things that you have to look at. It's kind of how things work. This is kind of interesting because I followed this a little bit, but not heavily. But it's had a huge following though online. The texting suicide case where Michelle Carter, a Massachusetts woman who was convicted of involuntary manslaughter for encouraging her boyfriend to commit suicide, and it's a different age now because now they can say, well, here's all this stuff on your phone where you're saying, yes, you are encouraging him to do this. You are encouraging him to do this. But you can also, you know, and I can see two sides of it. Because I took a restaurant law class and you would have the two sides. One person would say, okay, well, he made the choice to commit suicide. You could tell me all day long, let's say, you need to kill yourself. But I can say, no, I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm going to get myself in a good Bible-based church. I'm going to put God first place in my life. He's going to take me places I've never been. I'm not listening to you. No, you can write me a million times, tell me you want me to come up. No. Another person can say, well, he committed suicide in Europe all because you kept hedging him on, hedging him on. Well, so who's, you know, who's right? Because we had to do that a lot when I was in the restaurant law class. It's so hard. Okay, well, baby's in a second story bedroom in a hotel. They have a screen over it. The baby falls out and dies because the parents have the window open. Is the family at fault because they didn't watch their baby, or is the hotel at fault because the screen didn't hold the baby or keep it in? It's just one of those things as we move forward in this conversation that is very, I think there should be, she should be held accountable for something. That's just my view. And this is, I guess, still a big thing. I guess there were still people pushing to make California its own nation. And I don't know how any of my listeners feel about that, but for me, like, if they want to be their own nation, let them. You're bankrupt, you're falling apart. You want to be your own nation? Good luck. Maybe you can have Arnold Schwarzenegger be your president. Because I guess right now they're trying to push like legislation in place to where they can vote on this. Because even on Tucker Carlson, there was a guy that was debating with him on the fact that California Freedom Coalition wants votes to try to make themselves their own nation to get away from the United States. And I'm sure there are people that the majority of Californians don't want. Yeah, we're very liberal, very, very liberal left. And we do not want this. That, I mean, it's ridiculous. So it's very interesting, and as the months go on, if this even comes to where it can be a vote, you know, Yep. I don't know if you remember Dynamite. Jimmy J.J. Walker, who shot the fame with his Good Time sitcom Catch Dynamite in the 1970s, says he differs greatly from his fellow Hollywood comedians when it comes to politics. And he said, I'm probably 90% of the things Trump does. Oh, but he's whitewashed because, you know. No, he's actually a smart man because he knows. Let me see here. Republicans freed the slaves. Democrats wanted to keep them. Democrats wanted to keep this country segregated. Republicans voted against that. He knows. He's a smart man. I mean, there are many people that got on that were Democrats that said, hey, I want to, I think, kind of feel like a lot of people were, okay, I'm Republican Democrat. Well, Trump is in the Republican Party, but he's not really a congressman or senator. Let's give him a chance. And that's kind of how I see this whole train going. So it's just one of those things that as we move forward, it's nice to see people that, hey, he's what I stand for. He's what I support. You know, we need more of this coming together and saying, hey, this is what I want. You know, very few people out there have, okay, what do you believe? What do you support? What do you want? Okay, if you're going to tell me you're going to do this, this, and this, I'll vote for it. I don't care if you're Democrat. If this is what you stand for, if you're going to do what's best for me and the American people, I'll vote for you even if you're a blue dog Democrat. If I feel you're going to do what's best for me in this country, I will vote for you if you're a right-wing Republican, if you're very conservative. But I kind of feel like we have the American people and the elitists in the government that, you know, I hope Trump does keep his word and say, okay, all your congressional benefits are going bye-bye. From now on, get on board. You set up the website. Now you're going to have to get insurance from it. Have fun with the health care that you wanted. You passed it. You get on it. And that's what Trump's basically threatening. Yeah, should have been like, it should have been like that 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Okay, you're going to pass the law. You're going to imagine how many laws would be different in this country if the politicians had to follow and be a part of the same laws they passed for us. I love this. Dear Mr. President, this is what we need more of. It would be my honor to mow the White House lawn some weekend for you. Even though I'm only 10, I would like to show the nation what young people like me are ready for. I admire your business background and have started my own business, Frank. That's what we need more of. He has been invited to the White House to spend the morning there with groundskeepers. That's what we need more of. Not Obama's era. Dear President Obama, I would love to come to the White House to get more food stamps and a bigger EBT card. When I come there, would you please load it up for me? And I would like you to hand me an Obama phone. Thank you. No. A kid that's 10 years old? Hi, Mr. President. How you doing? I want to help mow the grass. I want to help out. I admire what you've done in business and what you're doing now. If a 10-year-old can get it, why can't it? If they only had a brain. I'm just saying, if a 10-year-old can get it, what's stopping you, folks? I mean, heck, I have to get up every morning and wake up the roosters. What a conversation we've had. It's been a good one. Now I watch Dynamite with pride now. Now I love that guy even more because he gets it. He's 90% Trump. And you notice how he said 90%. Because like me, I'm not going to agree 100% with everything Trump does. But you have Democrats that are like, hey, guess what, folks? I agree with 900% of whatever anyone does. This is just crappy. Chick-fil-A, a patron trashes restaurant after heated exchange with staff. A pair of Chick-fil-A customers in Florida were actually unsatisfied with their local restaurant service, so they decided to trash the place on their way out. I don't get it. That's how it is, man. Oh, we don't like it. We're going to trash the place because we don't like it. That's what we be doing. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be trashing the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what happens. That's what happens when you give kids. See, because they had this on K-Love the other day really quickly about how, like, Kate Middleton says that she gives her kids chocolate as an reward for doing good. I understand. You need to go, you need to have multiple reward, okay? If you're good in the store, this is what I'll do for you. And then gradually change it to, hey, if you go into the store and do a good job, you know what's going to happen? People are going to look up to you. If someone drops something on the ground, if you pick that up, you know what your reward is? People are going to look up to you. People are going to respect you. If you hold the door for someone and get them to go from maybe a toy or a chocolate or something to getting to, you know, just like my wife. I do stuff because it's to see the love in her eyes when I do something for her. And to try to explain to her, okay, see, I've been working in the business 20-some years in the kitchen. There's things, like when I wrote my cookbook that I have, if you don't know, I'm a cookbook author. I'm a vegetarian and gluten-free and all that stuff. And lo and behold, the book was for my mom, but now I'm gluten-free. So, hey, I use the recipes, but I've used them before. But I would do unknowingly things to them. Wait a minute. What did I just add there? Because I look at a sauce. I'm like, okay, I need to add more butter at the end when I monte a bird, or I need to add more flour or water or whatever. I made subtle adjustments without thinking about it, and that's what I had to. Okay, I did a half a cup of water more than what I have on the recipe, and when I wrote the recipes, it said just to let you know if you do this or this or this with different risottos, you're going to need different boiled rices and stuff. You're going to need different water amounts. So, and I'm like, well, when I make the French toast or whatever, I get the bread out, turn the pan on medium so it's getting warm, and I just stuff it. I do that. I unknowingly do because I'm so used to having no time to get anything done. I have to go 100 miles an hour. That my wife doesn't. How do you get it done so fast? Well, I'm used to having to do like 75 French toasts and do it in like 2 minutes, and on top of 25 people yelling at me trying to do 16 other things. But that's just how it works. So it's just one of those things that somebody along the line taught them, you don't get your way, trash the place. As we found out now that when I give my cat a bath, it gets pissed off, so it pees on me. Well, we asked a vet, and I looked it up just in case it's not something. Is it like something in the medic? Is it something in the shampoo, the flea stuff? It's maybe. Nope. He is just mad, so he's just going to pee on you. Well, that's cool. At least I know that. Now I can prepare and I can have my Gallagher rain poncho on and sledge-o-matic. But I want to quick get into this if you have not heard. And I'm sitting there about getting ready for dinner and my French 24 app comes up. And if my French 24 app comes up, you know it's real. And on my French 24 app in French, Neymar has accepted and is going to PSG. So, which we knew was going to happen anyways. You know, I'd have put $1 million bet on that. You know, I think we're going to get maybe one more signing. And, yeah, I know we got the Super Cup up there where it's United taking on Real Madrid. You know, the UEFA Champions League and the Europa League, you know, Victor playing. But, you know, to me, I'm more concerned about the first match and 3 points. You know, because Super Cup is kind of nice, but For me, we got to worry about the Premier League season and getting the title and getting 3 points. And that's something that's going to happen. And I think we're going to come together. And I think it'll be a decent season. If I had to predict where we were going to be, I know every team Jose Mourinho has ever done is first place in the second year. I'm hoping we get there. I say in the top three, like four, like maybe top four. So, and I'm being realistic. I'm not sitting there. I'm not that, oh yeah, we're going to be number one every year or whatever. No. You know, I've been vocal that I'm not a big fan of Mourinho, and when he does something I don't like continuously plays Fellaini, I'll tell you, it pisses me off. But, you know, I think we need to get at least one more signing in, and I think that'll happen. There's rumor that Perisic is out, that, you know, that United hasn't talked to Inter Milan in a couple weeks, so who knows? Maybe it's going to be someone else. Maybe it's going to be like Lukaku, where we don't know who it is. So we'll just have to wait and see. And that's about all time I have for tonight, folks. And remember, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we make our fortunes and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.